Well, the idea is to get some basic breakthroughs with the Israelis and Palestinians to the extent that they will be able to talk about by the end of next month, probably at the UN General Assembly in New York, to talk about a new peace plan so that President Obama will be able to go before the General Assembly and lay out a new U.S. brokered peace plan.
Are all the pieces of the jigsaw on the table in order for this to be put together?
Well, they're on the table right now in London as Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, meets George Mitchell this morning in London. And at the centre of this is the issue of settlements. It's long been a sticking point in Israeli-Palestinian talks. Well, the attempt to get those talks restarted has been the expansion, continued growth of Israeli settlements. Now, both Israelis and the Americans believe they're close to a deal in terms of a freeze, or at least a partial freeze, on those settlements. And one of the factors that's come into play in leveraging this deal has been the Iran question. What the Americans are seeking to do are, by pledging serious, tough action against Iran over its nuclear program, targeting Iran's most vulnerable sector, oil and gas, the Obama administration is seeking to use that as a quid pro quo with the Israelis, saying, we'll do this, we want you to get tough on settlements.
Has Netanyahu calculated that Iran now poses the greatest existential threat to Israel?
Yes, that's very much Netanyahu's view and the view of most of the Israeli political class. And that, in a way, is what gives Obama leverage, because he can say, this is your biggest problem, Iran. In comparison, settlements and your desire to hang on to Jewish settlements in the West Bank is minimal in importance.
And what about the role of other countries other than the United States in developing this peace process?
Well, the role of the Arab states, the Gulf states, is going to be critical on both fronts. And these Arab states are preoccupied with both problems. And there again, the Obama administration is hoping to find some kind of synergy. The Arab states want a deal, desperately want a deal that will give Palestinians a viable state. At the same time, they're looking for U.S. protection if Iran shows signs of going nuclear. So there again, the two big issues in the Middle East, Iran and Israel-Palestine, are coming together, and the hope is to use one to help solve the other.
What are the dangers involved in going down this road?
Well, the big danger, of course, if you bring two big problems together, try and link them, you can end up complicating both. You make one the hostage of the other. And so if something goes wrong in terms of the effort to contain or curb Iran's nuclear program, that can have a blowback effect on Israel-Palestinian talks. The effort to isolate Iran further is fraught with difficulty. It could alienate Russia and China and break what has been up to now more or less an international consensus on dealing with Iran. And it's by no means easy to enforce an embargo. To go out into the Straits of Hormuz and enforce it with gunboats would be an act of war. To try and do it by punishing firms, companies, oil companies that sell refined petroleum to Iran is easily dodged by the sort of sanctions busting that we saw in the attempt to isolate Iraq.